Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Welcome back to an all-new episode of Dirtcast. I am your co-host, Megan Reynolds.
And I'm the other co-host, Madeline Davies.
Later on this episode, we will be talking to Lindsay Weber, a them among whos, the co-host of the very popular podcast, Who Weekly. She will be joining us to talk about a movie that I have unfortunately not been able to stop thinking about, A Star Is Born.
I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself alone.
And just so everyone is aware, there will be spoilers in this conversation, considering that there are four movies with the same plot. That shouldn't be super outlandish, but just a heads up.
But before we do all of that, Maddie, how are you?
I am great. I am coming here directly from the dermatologist where all of my moles checked out fine.
Congratulations.
I always forget how invasive that check is. Oh. And so it's always like, oh, I'm naked. You know, like you don't think you're going to be naked.
I've never gotten a mole check because I think I have like naked. One. I have like one mole.
But that's like the people who need to be more careful.
Well, okay. Do you have to take off all of your clothing?
They let you keep your underwear on.
Including your brassiere or no?
No brassiere.
Oh, wow.
And I really appreciate it. Actually, the nurse practitioner said, you can keep on your undies as opposed to panties. The word panties makes me want to jump through a window.
Undies is a little better, though. It does sound like you're speaking to like a four-year-old.
Yeah, which I think I would rather my doctor talk to me like a four-year-old than like panties.
I mean, if a doctor said panties to me, I would gather my belongings and depart.
Yeah.
But you're all set?
I'm all good.
Congratulations.
But Megan,
yeah.
I feel like we can come together on how we are because we had like a wild-ass weekend.
We did. The former co-host of this very podcast.
Friend of the show.
And the current co-host that is not Lindsay Weber of Who Weekly, Bobby Finger. It's a lot of things. Bobby got married this weekend. Bobby got hitched. Maddie and I were in attendance. I think it really strengthened our bond as co-hosts.
Oh, my God, yeah. We had, like, a really beautiful moment on the dance floor where
we did,
like, kind of a full interpretive.
Totally.
I don't know. Alvin Ailey thing.
Yeah, like, it was just a little Twyla Tharp, a little Martha Graham. We really reached back to our theater training.
Yeah, definitely.
In a way that I wasn't anticipating.
Exactly.
But it felt really good.
Yeah, I will say, good job, Bobby, for throwing probably one of the most fun weddings I've ever been
Seriously.
To.
Seriously.
But also, bad job, Bobby.
Jesus Christ.
Because I got
fucking hammered.
All of Jezebel and Jezebel former staffers were staying in the same house.
Yes, a beautiful.
Found by Megan.
Hello, me.
17 people.
17 people.
And there was, like, all these wild plans, and, like, one person got, like, a crate of wine.
Which I told her to get.
I mean, someone even, like, when driving up was like, I don't think 7 bottles of wine is going to be enough.
Oh, totally, no.
And I also agreed.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it was. She was like, I'll get 6. And I was like, we're probably going to finish all of that.
Right. not a single one was cracked into.
I took a bottle of rosé home. It's in my fridge.
Every single person came in and was like, yeah, party, and then just fell asleep.
Collapsed. We both had collectively great weekends.
Yeah, love.
How was your Sunday?
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday sucked.
Yeah, I felt terrible.
I felt very
bad. And then I went to bed really early.
I fell asleep on the couch at 8:30 watching the second season of Big Mouth and woke up like,
it's so cute, right? That's what I also watched.
I couldn't stay awake past the second episode because I was so not okay.
Yeah.
In my body.
But don't take that as a criticism towards Big Mouth, which is such a charming, sweet show.
Yeah, Big Mouth is great. Let's stop talking about our stupid lives and talk about the stupid lives of celebrities. Would you like to do that?
Oh my God, I would love to do that.
Wonderful.
More
Let's take a gander. What do we have here? Oh, my word.
Taylor Swift, back on top of the food chain.
Back on top of the food chain.
A day after her American tour ends, which she announces.
She's a Democrat.
She's a Democrat, which is, like, on one hand, super mercenary. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I love to think of, like, all the people who, like, would have, like, boycotted. And then they're just like, ah,
yeah.
I went to that show and I enjoyed it. Yeah. What does that mean?
She announced this on Instagram saying that she was voting for two Democrats in Tennessee in the midterm elections, which are coming up on November 6th. If you, everybody, please vote. Vote for good people, not bad people. Thank you. She wrote a very long blurb. I will read this portion. In the past, I've been reluctant to publicly voice my political opinions, but due to several events in my life and in the world in the past 2 years, I feel very differently about that now. I always have and always will cast my vote based on which candidate will protect and fight for the human rights I believe we all deserve in this country. I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights and that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong, in all caps. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent.
She came out really hard against Marsha Blackburn, mm-hmm. who is a Republican running for Senate in Tennessee. She went on to say, as much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn. Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me. She voted against equal pay for women. She voted against the Reauthorization of Violence Against Women Act, which attempts to protect women from domestic violence, stalking, and date rape. She believes businesses have a right to refuse service to gay couples. She also believes they should not have the right to marry. These are not my Tennessee values.
She also shouted out the last day to register to vote in the state of Tennessee, which is October 9th. She put in a link to vote.org and then ended it with happy voting.
Well, and what's crazy is that voter registration actually spiked.
A visible spike.
Kamari Guthrie from vote.org told BuzzFeed, we are up to 65,000 registrations in a single 24-hour period since Taylor Swift's post.
That is fucking insane.
I just also never thought I'd see the day where Taylor Swift uttered the phrase systemic racism.
Same. Bonkers.
It's like—
shit's wild, man.
We live in a world where Kanye is wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh, my Lord.
And Taylor Swift is coming out as a Democrat. And, like, I know it would be— a more cynical person would say that Taylor maybe was taking some advantage of Kanye's
like
pro-Trump
to the other
proclivities. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I feel like there's so little good.
True. Honestly.
That it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to be like, good for her.
This is not a bubble bursting per se, but just something that occurred to me while I was rereading this. So the American Music Awards aired on Tuesday night. We're recording this on Tuesday. They're airing Tuesday, which is tonight. I have not seen them, obviously. She is the opener for the American Music Awards. Not to be like, this is public.
I mean, it's like one of those things where she should have done it sooner, right?
Yeah.
Like, she should have.
Like, in 2016.
Yeah.
Would have been a fine time.
But also, it's like, you came to the party late, but you came to the party.
Right. You showed up.
And so I got nothing bad to say, really, other than what I, like, implied. Mm-hmm. But I
believe what Maddie implied. What Maddie implied, I agree with.
So Megan is taking a far more cynical approach.
This should surprise literally nobody listening, or you,
yes.
even.
Yes. Again.
We'll see. I mean, it's good. You know what? Stripping away the, like, the cynicism and my dark soul, I think that this is a good thing.
Also, like, 64,000 people registered
to
vote.
That's so many people.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
So it's like, who really cares what the motivation is?
It's
like,
true.
So long as the outcome is positive.
Positive,
you know?
Her impact. What else can we say? Dakota Johnson.
Of 50 Shades franchise.
Yes.
Anastasia Steele.
Thank you for that. And Chris Martin of Coldplay and formerly Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow. They are not having a baby, despite multiple reports.
One report from TMZ.
The multiple reports I saw were aggregated from TMZ.
Yes. Okay.
It was like a very sort of tumultuous, like, two-hour situation.
TMZ, like, posted, like, a paparazzi shot from outside their house where they were having a party.
Yeah.
And they had blue and pink balloons. And so they're, like, they, like, extrapolated that it was a gender reveal party and that she was having a baby.
The twist is they're not having a baby.
Yeah.
They just like balloons.
And Julia Roberts was at the party.
Julia Roberts was at the party.
Two things.
Yeah.
One, I always am delighted but also horrified to be reminded that Kris Jenner and Melanie Griffith are like best friends.
What?
So it's like weird to think of like Dakota Johnson's world and Kim Kardashian's world like being
like
so
brushing
linked
up against each other. Right. That is weird.
The other thing is I always forget that she and Chris Martin are dating.
I forgot that they were dating until the gender reveal that wasn't.
And they've also never confirmed it.
That's
true. I mean,
true.
They like have confirmed it by like doing it, but not by being like, hello, press.
Yeah, they've confirmed
or
it.
Like, I guess it would be like Chris Martin, hello, press.
Oh, great. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're dating.
Oh, wow. Is he here?
Me and Dakota Johnson.
Oh, my fucking God. Chris Martin is in the studio. That's
Let's
crazy.
Let's sing the scientist.
So they are.
I don't know. Oh, he like has that thing.
He does.
I can't do
he
it.
He does. You almost had it though. I
like
you.
Like welcome. Almost a yodel or
it was. It was cute. So yeah, they're not having a baby. They are dating. They just like balloons. And you know what? Balloons are fun.
Balloons are fine. They're not great for the environment.
They're not great
and
for the environment.
Our planet is dying.
Here we go. It's
so
quite, it is
just something to think
it
about.
It is the second week of October and it is quite muggy outside.
Yes.
So the world is dying rapidly.
Happy Halloween.
Boo.
Death is everywhere.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Busy Phillips has a book coming out, I think, like a memoir or something.
Yes, she does. Her memoir, by the way, is called This Will Only Hurt a Little.
Thank you. She goes into a little bit more detail about an alleged assault by James Franco when they were on the set of Freaks and Geeks. Here's a mini excerpt. This is from a post on Jezebel.com. While filming, Phillips' character, Kim Kelly, gently hits Franco's character, Daniel Desario, which apparently outraged the actor. Phillips writes, "He grabbed both my arms and screamed in my face, 'Don't ever touch me again.' And he threw me to the ground, flat on my back, wind knocked out of me." And apparently the next day he apologized and was never punished for what happened.
Freaks and Geeks, a show by Judd Apatow.
Judd Apatow.
And James Franco is still very much in that circle, where yeah. Busy Phillips is less so.
Nope, she just does a lot of really good Instagram stories and has a talk show coming up.
Yes, and I watched I Heal Pretty on an airplane recently,
oh,
and
did.
It was dreadful.
It was.
But I don't blame her.
It is not her fault, but it was not a good movie.
Yeah, she brought it up again on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. When she was asked who the most difficult celebrity she's ever worked with was, and she said James Franco.
Busy, who is the most difficult celebrity you've ever worked with?
Oh.
Difficult.
Well, at the time, but we've since made amends, James Franco and I really didn't get along.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When we were on Freaks and Geeks, we were 19, and we really, really disliked each other. It's well documented. He, like, shoved me to the ground once.
Wow.
It was, like, really brutal. But we're friends now, and we, like, really like each other now as adults. But as kids, we did not get along.
Yeah. Cool yeah. stuff.
She was on there with Jeff Lewis, another person who's not great.
Mm. No.
But his show, Flipping Out, did have its charms.
I've never seen Flipping Out, and I feel like I would fucking love it.
You would love it.
I should probably watch it.
Yeah, she is like, this isn't new. It just is like coming out again.
Yeah, it's just like resurfacing.
And like, he just sounds like such a charmer.
James Franco seems like a real dong.
I also just like, it just shows how like unsafe sets can be for women.
Yep.
In particular.
Yep.
Yay.
Cool.
Yay.
Fun.
I love being a girl, and I love living in 2018. Everything is cool.
Being a woman.
The plant is the plant,
the plant.
And the planet
are both dying.
Our rapport is really...
Brett Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court judge. He's the second sexual assaulter on the Supreme Court. Everything's fine.
America's awesome. Oh, this last item. Twist.
I don't cry into my pillow every night.
I only
definitely don't scream in the shower, holding a washcloth to my mouth as tears stream down my face.
Do you do that?
No, okay. Not really. It's much less dramatic.
Okay, cool. I was just checking.
More of it is a slow collapse.
It's like a yeah. melt, like a yeah, melt into like, the
oh,
couch.
I don't know. My body. I either feel too much or can't feel at all.
Yeah.
I can't decide.
It's fun. It would be nice to just feel neutral.
No, I just wanted to sing a song. Mainly
a song.
To lead us into a truly horrific take.
Oh, my God. You are so rude.
By Megan Reynolds.
Excuse me. I'm right here.
Yeah, I'm looking at you dead in the eyes.
I know.
As I say, a horrific take.
This is our friendship. Must I attend
Tom Hardy.
For this? Okay, here we
One
go.
One of the few things
here
that we can
go.
Count on.
All right, here
right
we
now.
Go. All righty.
Okay. Megan doesn't know if he's hot or not.
Here's the twist. There is actually zero twist.
Which is fine. Everybody has their own eyes. It's just a bad take to put in the world. We don't need this right now.
Okay,
Megan.
So here is why and how this take occurred. I really hate to get all insider baseball bullshit on everybody, but you know what? I have to defend my honor and the words that I wrote that have my name and my face attached to them. I will do so.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, so there is this video that Vanity Fair put up like 6 days ago featuring Tom Hardy and Riz Ahmed. And they were going through, it's like some cute little thing where they're doing, explaining British slang. And someone put this video into Jezebel's Slack, which is where we generate all of our ideas for our really fire content.
Some ideas, as you're about to learn, better than others.
Interesting. Cool. Loving this bullying. Anywho. A lot of people were torn. Some people said Tom Hardy is not hot. Some people said he is hot. No one could really agree on it. I heard some really compelling arguments for why he is not hot, especially when his hair is a certain way, sort of in a spiky fashion. One of my arguments against his hotness is that his tattoos are appalling to me on a personal level. Whatever. His face, I still think, is hot. In any case, no one would write the blog, so I said... I will.
No one was brave enough.
No one was brave enough
to say something so controversial.
No one was brave enough to say something so controversial, except for me, because I lost dignity years ago. I put that in a box and shoved it back behind the Christmas decorations in my closet. Okay, here's the thing. I do think he's hot.
Okay. Clicky clickbait.
I'm not the one who wrote the headline. You can take that up with the editor-in-chief of Jezebel.com, Julianne Escobedo Shepherd. Please do. Thank you for your time. I think he's hot. Some of the arguments against his hotness were like, he looks like a New Jersey cop, which, again, can be hot in the right context.
Sure.
Again, I still think he's hot. The people at Jezebel who do not think he's hot are in the wrong. I don't like when his hair is spiky.
What do you think of his American counterpart, Logan Marshall Green? Do you think he's hot?
Who?
I pulled up a picture because they look exactly alike.
Whoa. Hold on.
He was Trey on The OC.
Oh.
He has gone on to be in many other things, but I do think that they look so much alike.
Okay. As I see this photo of this man for the first time in my life, I think Tom Hardy's hotter.
Yeah.
Because something about, okay, here's what it is. Tom Hardy's mouth. And Tom Hardy's nose, it's like the muzzle section of his face, is his nose is a little broader. His lips are slightly more pillowy. The other guy has like a cheekbone situation that I don't think is working out for me because Tom Hardy looks like the kind of man who has like probably been punched in the face at a fight outside of a pub and broke his nose like a little bit. So it's like a little boop and it's still, and I think that's hot.
Throwing a beard on both of them.
Fuck. Oh, God, you, jeez Louise.
Okay. The great thing about podcasts is it's a visual medium.
So what I'm seeing here, for the people who cannot see what I see, are Tom Hardy in a tuxedo with, like, what I would call, like, a sad man beard. not that the beard itself is sad, but that the man—
It's scraggly.
It's I mean, it's a little patchy, like, around the under lip area, and I feel like it could use a trim. Other dude, Logan Marshall Green, sorry to erase his name. No, dude, Tom Hardy still wins, and it looks like Tom Hardy has long hair in this photo, which is not generally something that goes.
I think they are both hot, but I agree that Tom Hardy is hotter.
Tom Hardy is hotter.
Also, just to put forth into this debate, since I—
You opened the door.
I opened the door. There's a great video of Tom Hardy holding his baby son and rapping with the baby.
Oh, no.
And it's adorable.
Oh, no.
Also, I think that, like, he kind of just has this sort of, like, rough East London grossness that I, like, I don't know. I like that he plays these, like, kind of English, gross, dirty, like, I don't know. Just say, like, I'm just saying, like, he would just have to say the word, and I'd be like, fine.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, cool, totally fine, whatever. Where, yeah. Here's
like
good? Does this work? Okay, great.
Yeah,
like already stepping out of my pants, like, yeah, that's fine, that works.
Right, you can be, like, he could just be, like, in, you know, a tracksuit or whatever.
Well, that's how
just, like,
I'd
holding a baseball bat, and I would just be like, fine, yes,
yeah, no, I would, ideally, I would rather him in a tracksuit holding a baseball bat and, like, possibly, like, an open beer in the other hand. I'd be like, you know what? This seems like a great idea.
Also, the woman he's married to is lovely. That's the other thing I'll say. They were in, like, Wuthering Heights together, and that's where they met. And she was Catherine. He was Heathcliff.
Wow. Oh, I love that. That's so nice.
Yeah. So good job, Tom Hardy.
For being hot.
Yeah. Glad we settled this debate.
Again, I was asserting his hotness, and it was, you could bring it up with the individual members of Jezebel.
I shan't.
I would be glad to air them out for you off mic.
Just find that video of him holding his baby and rapping.
Dude, can't give me the mic, they don't really need me. Socrates is the book of pages, I'll flip the fucking mic. In the back of the day, is this hectic, when those brothers don't respect it.
Again, glad we have
we've
fully objectified this man.
I've noticed that, like, a lot of the things I end up writing are just, like, objectifying men, but trying not to do it in a way that will, like, get us in trouble.
It's important work that you're doing.
It is. Like, Pete Davidson's voice. I wrote, like, 400 words about how I'd fuck that. I know. Ew. Something is, honestly, I'm broken inside, and I feel okay about it, but I'm just letting you know.
I mean, as long as that's a...
I think it's a hot voice. Oof. Sounds kind of like a bullfrog, but a sexy one, and he's got, like, this kind of gross outer borough accent that really does it for me. Again, I'm broken.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm fresh taste of Eggland's Best eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Sitting across the table from Maddie and myself is a them among who's.
Wow. Sure.
Her name is Lindsay Weber. She is a friend of the podcast. She is the co-host of Who Weekly, which is hosted also with Bobby Finger, another friend of the fucking podcast. We're here to talk about a movie that, as I said earlier, I have not been able to stop thinking about. A Star Is Born.
Me too.
I also want to add to Lindsay's credit that she is a great wedding officiant.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
She really
thank
is.
You. I mentioned A Star Is Born in those officiation. I don't know if you remember that.
I did.
Yeah.
I loved being, I felt like I was really around my people.
Truly. It was references nice. For the crowd. Well, it was funny because I don't think Bobby will be mad if I say this, but he had mentioned that he wanted to maybe do a little riff on Star Is Born in his vows. And I said, no, don't do that.
my day.
I was just like, that's not something that you probably want to do, but I'll do the joke. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to just stick to earnest love.
Which he did beautifully.
Which he did. Yeah.
So we were all sobbing. Yeah.
I mean, as I wept.
I think A Star is Born is timeless, as we'll get to.
Thank you.
But not that timeless as putting it in your wedding vows.
I agree. Let's talk about something great, and that is A Star is Born.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Okay, tell us why.
Which I think is, like, to its credit, right?
Right.
Like, if it had just been a one-note film, I would have said, like, iconic, and then, like, moved on. But, like, there's been actual things that I've wanted to talk about, which is, like, is, I think, a credit to Bradley Cooper, which hurts me to say.
Oof.
Yes.
Like, painful.
I don't want to be like, Bradley Cooper,
good job,
artist.
Right.
Like, amazing. But I do think a lot of this movie owes a lot of itself to Bradley Cooper.
I agree. I also—
Now that we got that over
let's
with.
Let's all just, think, like, process that for a second.
I did not think I was going to like it because I was like— I refuse to like.
Yeah, you're contrary. Or are you a contrarian by nature sometimes a little bit?
I mean, I think—
It had a lot of hype.
I also like, and probably everybody in this room has this, is that like, it's really hard to not be a critic after you've been a critic for years. And that like, there are times where I really wish I could just watch a movie. But especially as someone who's like written for like feminist leaning publications, it's really hard for me to watch any movie without being like, I don't know. Like, my nickname in my household is Problematty because I ruin
everything. That's cute.
We love,
no, but I agree. I think we love Star is Born on the podcast on Who Weekly very thoroughly and very honestly. But there is a bit of a shtick. Like, we amplify our love, right? Like, and so I was really worried that I would go in and not find it as good as kind of we wanted it to be and then would have to couch that. But I really didn't have to.
I know.
I really didn't. And I took on the haters in my Instagram, you know, I just
getting
left
in
and
there,
right.
Just, boom.
You're just like Lady Gaga throwing punches in a cop bar.
Oh my God. Over like nothing.
Yeah.
Over
that was
literally
weird.
Nothing.
Over
that was
a weird build up, right?
Yeah.
So those little nitpicky things I think we could pick at. But like, I think overall, it's like a movie worthy of the hype that it has been given, which is rare.
You tweeted something that was along the lines, and pardon me for paraphrasing.
Please quote my tweets back to me.
It's going to like feel really good to like actually root for an Oscar movie.
Yeah, well, I spent all last year being like, 3 billboards, fuck that movie.
Right.
I hope it dies. Like, sure. I hate it. I was mad about people thinking that movie was good.
Yeah.
Because it really was not good.
Right.
Not good in a technical sense, in a like narrative sense. It was very offensive. And so my whole thing was just, I don't want this movie to win any awards, right? And so this one, I'm going to come to this Oscars being like, I don't have something I'm trying to not get awards.
Yeah.
I'm going to have something I'm
like
rooting
excited
for.
About.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and like,
which is nice.
It's nice.
It's like the idea
nice.
Of like going into an election. How often like you just vote for who you don't want.
Right.
Right.
Right. Or you vote against who you don't want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Even for the Moonlight La La Land year.
Yeah.
Right. Like I liked Moonlight a lot, but I hated La La Land more. So it's been a few years since I've had like an opportunity
like
to be in
a
love.
Positive fire.
Yes, and
which
to
is nice.
Root for Bradley Cooper, which I don't know how we got here. I know.
Guys.
How did I get here?
We have to.
I'm rooting for Lady Gaga, and I never thought I would. What has endeared Lady Gaga to me is her, like, the theater kid that lives within, and she is now, like, the fullest expression of that. And I really like that. But everything else before that just seemed, like, not posturing, but I was just kind of annoyed by it.
Sure. She's definitely an artist who loves to make herself over. She loves a reinvention.
Yeah.
That's her thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Joanne was a flop, but my friends and I loved it almost because it was so much posturing that it dug into, like, campiness in a very fun way. And if you're, like, a semi-fan of country music, she really, like, came for us in that way, which I appreciated, you know? Like, I love Joanne, and I think if Joanne had been released after A Star is Born, it would have been way more successful, but that's a whole other conversation.
Because it's, like, the whole, like, folky undertone.
Yeah, I think now we want that. And this soundtrack really, like, leads into that direction for her, although who knows what she'll do next after this.
Truly, no one can tell.
Maybe it's the unpredictability that, like, annoys me. I love stability as a human being. Yeah, I really enjoy.
It's true, and she's had missteps. I mean, not just on the charts, but also, like, critically. Like, she hasn't always been, like, beloved.
That's true.
She's also had, like, moments where she's just, like, ripped off other artists. You know?
Very much
and
so.
I don't think she even does that intentionally as much as like the people around her probably are like, this is such a great idea.
Right. She has a lot of people. She has like House of Gaga that's like very much in her. I mean, I definitely, my friend Steven has been a Lady Gaga stan since the beginning. And when she came out as like Joel Calderone, remember when she was that male?
How could I forget,
I looked at him and said, are you still here for this? And he was like, So we had a stumbling moment. That was weird, right?
That name is hilarious.
She came back from that. She realized quickly that that was not a journey she wanted to go into. The Tony Bennett time was always funny to laugh at, but she really did an amazing job
of
recentering herself as like, remember me as like a good artist. Like she sang.
Like, I'm a singer.
She went
on
the Oscars and she sang the Sound of Music song.
That's right.
And everyone's mom and dad were like, oh, she did a Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, my Facebook timeline of like neighbors and parents was just like, what a real talent.
Stephanie German knows what she's doing. Like, she did the Super Bowl. She did the year before, I think she did the national anthem, which kind of poised her for the Super Bowl the next year or whatever, whenever it came. And, like, I just think that she is just really smart. And, like,
I agree.
I also wasn't sure she was a good actress because I had seen her in
American
show,
Horror Story.
And I was like,
oh, I heard she was terrible.
He made me everything I am.
And you made me.
Yeah, I was just
I don't know if she was terrible so much as
that
like,
the frame was like garbage. So
right, so we were unclear as to what was going to happen.
Right.
But I think she did a really good job acting in a role that could have been her playing herself.
Yeah.
But she wasn't playing herself.
That I liked. That
and
was
that's
nice.
Subtle. And like you can either say that's Gaga or Bradley Cooper's direction. I would accept any answer.
Sure.
Yeah.
I also just not to be shallow about it.
Wow.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry. I actually really am not to be shallow about it. I loved looking at her throughout the whole movie. I just found, like, her to be so – she's just, like, so at home in her body in this way that I envy –
that theater training.
But I'm also, I don't, it goes beyond theater training.
Injections into her face that she also, definitely has.
Yeah, it's definitely the fact that her face, like,
but like it goes, I feel like it goes beyond, say? It's like some say? Natural confidence that she has.
That's true.
And then also it's just like, again, she, like her profile is such like a part of the movie.
I can't with
the nose. Barbara Streisand like, shout out. And
but I was like, she looks like, I just loved looking at her.
And I think that's also authentic to her own kind of story. Although she always says the difference between her and Allie is that she knew she was going to be famous from the beginning.
Yeah.
And Allie, the whole thing is she doesn't.
Like, oh my God,
but Lady Gaga was like, I'm famous.
From like the jump. It's true.
That makes like, you see, like, videos of her, like, performing at NYU, and it's very clear.
And it's interesting because you think about, like, Barbara as playing the part, and Barbara, they don't really mention Barbara's nose in the movie.
No.
I don't think.
They
but
don't.
Barbara's actual story was really consumed with her nose, and they told her to get surgery, and she said no because it would change my voice. She was always scared to change her voice, so she never did. So it's, like, it's interesting that they, like, wrote that Barbara into this piece, like, also, and then, like, Bobby mentioned on Who Weekly the kind of beauty of the opening title card.
Yes.
Was, like, very Judy Garland, Hollywood.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
so beautiful.
I was like, the typeface was beautiful. The framing was beautiful. Within the framing was so perfect.
Beautiful.
I think that was where I was like, oh.
We're here.
I think I gasped.
A star
I was also
is about to be born.
Super stoned when I saw it. And that
amazing.
Was truly the only way to do it. I think that I was just much more willing to be, because I was stoned, I was much more willing to be, like, taken by, like, the spectacle. Because normally I would have been like, fuck this. This is stupid. I hate everything. Let me kick your popcorn out of your hand. Whatever.
Did you guys see, like, criticisms out there? And, like, should we address them? Haters?
I suppose we should.
I had a few people, like, respond to me that were kind of like, a little bit like, lol, this is not that good of a movie.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the nature of camp and, like, how we define it. This was written about by Richard Lawson and also Kyle Buchanan in their, like, reviews of it, but was like, can we let a movie, like, just be emotional and not call it camp?
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's
and
hard
I also
for
feel
us.
Like camp, like, has to be kind of, I don't know, it has to be, like, low budget in a way. It has to be funny for the wrong reasons. You know, like, it really was just like, oh, this is like a sweeping cinematic experience.
And the only time I laughed, maybe in an appropriate time,
inappropriate time,
was the hey moment because it was a meme.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
But I think if it wasn't a meme, I wouldn't have laughed. So yeah. That's why we laughed at that, I think.
For sure. That scene, like, I think where they cut it in the trailer makes it so much worse, where it's like, oh, she's actually kind of doing a thing and not just, like, smiling smugly.
No, and in the movie, it contextually is a little bit more beautiful. It's a little bit more special, and that then it repeats itself at the end, and you're like, oh.
Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Feel like a dummy because until I was like doing some research into this episode, I actually thought there were only 3 Stars Borns when there's 4.
There's one in the 30s.
There's the Streisand.
Then there's one before. They're all bad though. At least
Streisand one is.
They were all critically kind of hated.
Yeah.
The first one, I don't really know what the deal with that one was.
It's like a little bit weirder in that it's like. So the first two are about an actress. They're not about
a singer.
But they all still follow kind of the same arc where it's just like a famous man discovers a nobody woman, really fosters her talent. They fall in love. He has really bad alcoholism.
And she eclipses him. But those movies, I felt like, and the Streisand one, were so much more about talent and stardom.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
fame totally. And what it does to you, but also what it does to the people around you, right?
Right.
But this movie felt way more about trauma and alcoholism.
Yeah, and about, exactly,
dark
addiction.
It was very grim.
Very dark. The Barbara one ends dark, too, but it's weird.
But not
like,
Chris
Christopherson, like, goes
they all He, like, drives
dark.
Into
but then
a
it's
ditch,
like, oh,
and it's
I
like,
guess
whatever.
Yeah.
No, but, like, because I watched the Streisand one before, on the morning before I saw it.
Wow, that took you, 14 hours?
I did it for a while.
Like, 3 hours.
I sat down at 8:30 a.m. to watch it.
Movie's so long.
Emerged and was like, oh, God, like, it's 11. I hate my life. That movie was so bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
So, so bad.
Well, and they don't have any chemistry whatsoever.
No. I mean, he's really good and she's really good. They're not good together. It's really beautiful.
It is.
The wedding scene is one of the most beautiful Barbara Streisand looks I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Yes.
Also, she was, all the wardrobe came from her own closet.
Of course
God
it did.
God bless.
Which is so weird.
And that movie, like, co-written by Joan Didion.
Oh, yeah, and her husband.
Right, because they were, like, script doctors at some point, weren't they?
Yeah, just feel like that was a fun little fact for
everybody. I mean, they couldn't have cut that down in half an hour. Never forget, the original, the Judy Garland Star Is Born has an extra 30 minutes that are lost to time.
Thank God.
Yeah, I was reading that, like,
thank God.
They sold it for parts, the 30 minutes.
There's, like, an extended version you can watch that's just the dialogue on top of production stills.
Because they don't have it anymore. They sold it. It was made out of something more valuable than the film itself.
Amazing.
Well, and she's really good in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely, like, kind of this, like, gut-wrenching thing, considering, that Judy Garland's history.
Right. With Barbara, there's less of that, I think.
Yeah,
it's
and
not.
Barbara's just, like, such, like, a razzmatazz that you're just, like,
she's
so true.
The opening scene of her in A Star Is Born, she's just, like, a hint of cross-eyed, holding a microphone, singing, her hair, the fucking Oreos, like, all of it.
It's, like, so weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
But what struck me, how you guys were saying earlier, that the most recent iteration is so much about trauma. Like, it's just, it's so dark.
I think you could even say it's more about him than her, maybe. And I think I would say that's because Bradley Cooper wrote it and directed it.
Yeah, for sure.
And he has a history with alcoholism and stuff. And he, you know, so he's sober. So, like, maybe that's why it kind of swings towards him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that she's the last one standing and she has the last moment and da-da-da you could argue it's all about her.
I think, like, in the Barbara Streisand version, his suicide is just suggested, right? It maybe was an accident.
Yes, he drives away in a car very recklessly,
stupid.
And then minutes later, she's
She's like weeping over his like body.
And you're not
in the
sad
thing.
Because that's not an earned death.
It's not an earned death. And because their entire relationship has like as much chemistry as like my cell phone and your water cup.
Yeah, it's nothing. I know. Like, and there's
which,
no.
Which, by the way, are about to.
They're, yeah, they've been fucking, but we separated them.
The person they think is going to definitely win an Oscar is Sam Elliott, yes. Who plays the brother.
Yeah.
But I think it's great because that's the character that gives the depth to Bradley Cooper
True.
That he earns in order to have a moment at the end that is actually genuinely moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. I Gravel agree. Voice.
Oh, they both have vocal fry.
Bradley Cooper apparently modeled his voice on Sam Elliott's voice before casting Sam Elliott.
Jesus fucking
but
Christ.
God, of course he did.
I like turned to my friend did. During the movie and I was like, wow, this like Jeff Bridges impression is really spot on.
It's wild. I know the that crackly vocal fry took me a while to like actually buy into with Bradley.
Because it just seems like he's really straining.
It looks
painful.
Like even like Dave Chappelle's character was also like, I definitely took me a second to have that earned for me. And then Eddie Griffith's character, he does not. That
Bradley
was weird.
Cooper just like a huge fan of comedy?
Maybe.
I think he might
Andrew
be.
Andrew Dice Clay plays
amazing.
Lady Gaga's dad.
It was incredible. It's funny because when you—
Halsey, who everyone laughs about.
Oh, that was so weird. I mean, that was actually weird because that was the only reference that made it this year.
Yeah.
Like, if she had not been in this movie, it could have been any year.
That's true.
Watching the trailer, I was like, when is this set?
Because, like, the outfits are confusing, the songs are confusing.
Well,
like, so much
that was
of
my
it.
Only problem with it. If I had to, like, have a problem, because I understand— No cell phones. I understand not having those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the deliberate leaving all that stuff out.
Like obscuring like any identifying
was,
details.
Made the movie better, but also made it a little bit confusing in terms of like, first of all, who would Bradley Cooper's character be in 2018?
Right.
That's tough,
I
right?
I was trying to figure that. I mean, it's many people
it could
from
be
start to finish.
Bruce Springsteen, I think.
Chris Stapleton, an Eddie Vedder character.
But would drag queens know what Chris Stapleton
is,
looks
no,
like?
No,
this
so
was
what
my
the fuck?
Big debate where I'm like, there is no white man in rock in his 40s right now who is known in every community.
No way.
I was like, maybe Jack White? Maybe. But I still think Jack White could walk through my neighborhood and people would be like, who is the freak?
It's just more like, who would drag queens recognize immediately?
Right.
As
right.
like
a woman. A woman takes a picture of him at the grocery store and it's just like
right.
a weird situation.
His yeah, his fame was like
this
universal
like Brad
in a way
Pitt
that
famous.
Made no
this
sense.
Guy's
exactly.
like George Clooney famous.
But a singer.
But a singer.
Which
I think it's just
because
like rock isn't popular right now.
Yeah.
Right? The only guys I could think of would be like Billy Joel or Bruce Springsteen. And
I think,
were a little too
would
old.
Probably, yeah.
If they didn't have the drag queen scenes that they needed to have, they could have gotten away with that because it would have been like, well, he's just like a really big country.
Oh, yeah. He could have been like a
been
Brad
anyone.
Paisley-ish.
Totally. But because they made him like a universal star, that's where it kind of was like, what year is it? Then
like,
when Halsey showed
I?
Up, I was like, I guess it's 2018.
Right.
Is pop music popular now? Were we 4 years ago just before? Now we're
right.
2018? Like,
right.
How fast did we progress to where we are now at the Grammys?
It is the timeline is very odd.
It is.
But I do want to go back just to what we've just been focusing on about, like, who could he be?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, the closest I can think of to, like, a male rock star of that age selling out a stadium right now is I was like the Black Keys,
but like,
but I couldn't pull a Black Key out of a
no.
lineup.
Maroon 5,
yeah, maybe,
but they're not rock. They're just a band.
Yeah, we were talking about like the closest person we could think of was Diddy. We're like that's the only person we could think of that like
right.
is known in every
I get,
community.
Yeah,
it
okay.
could also be Mick Jagger, but he's too old.
Right,
I mean,
everyone I could come up
dinosaur,
like, the age
right.
of that like white male rock star is
just
not is an aged concept.
So it makes sense if this took place in the 80s or
yes.
in the early 90s,
yeah.
but it just didn't, which
just
is fine
like
too.
Now,
right,
ish.
They could have made it older. It's truly insane that Halsey is the person who the Halsey is the item in this that makes it 2018.
I do
that
love the idea
good.
That maybe Bradley Cooper like loves her.
Like where did she come from? I would have chosen someone more timeless because then it would have given it.
Yeah.
It would have continued the theme. But Halsey
right.
is so 2018. It hurts.
Right.
Like call me in 5 years. Like if Halsey is still
around
presenting Grammys,
doing
maybe.
Stuff.
But
right.
like
yep.
it's so today.
I had read that like kind of the way he chose to tell Time is he really didn't want to do a montage of any kind. And so that was why he, like, did the SNL thing to be like, that's, like, a sign of, like, a somewhat meteoric rise.
Right, because she did the finale of SNL.
Yeah, with Alec Baldwin.
So. Right. Which actually doesn't set it in any year either.
No,
that was
that's
wild.
Like, any time.
It could have been. Alec Baldwin's a great choice for that because Alec Baldwin could host SNL any year. I mean, he
for looked sure.
2018-ish, but it was – that actually made it timeless, too.
Yeah. I have another criticism.
Oh, yeah, go.
I'm ready.
Bradley Cooper should have been fatter.
Yeah.
Okay, I said that, and it was a little bit of a problematic
was
statement
it?
Because someone said to me, and they were—
Oh, God. Okay.
Right, well, it's like, you know, alcoholics can be any size. They can be fit, too. And I said—
That's not why I think you should have been
if
fatter,
If you're a rock
though.
Star—
No, that's
and you're
exactly
not,
why I think you should have been fatter.
Well, if you're a rock star and you're not taking care of, you know, like, didn't look he was like he was working out at the gym, is what I'm saying. Like, that didn't fit into his narrative. I understand that people who have, addiction problems can look however they look.
You
can look any way. But
anyway.
You're right. The fact that they kept showing off his very hunky torso in many very obvious ways. Like,
it's like when he gets, like, the steroid shot.
Yeah,
I'm
when
like,
he's, like, approaching.
When I saw, like, his body, like, his ass.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like, you're hot, I guess.
Yeah.
That was weird. It was like he was wearing an old mask, but then like a hot body.
His face was so confusing.
Yeah. I get why people would be like, like anybody can be an addict.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I do think that if you're an alcoholic for long enough, your body shows it.
Yeah. And so this was just his face had shown it.
Yeah. It was just like the ruddy, like
the self tanner, the perma squint. The like,
but that's why it's like
his,
okay,
Irish complexion. We'll call
would
it.
Have Clint that's Eastwood. Nice. Would you have believed a Clint Eastwood more? I think I would have. Not that he would have been better, but I think
better,
he would have been
more
better
believable.
Casted.
Yeah.
Well, he was originally going to direct this, right?
Yeah, and maybe star in it too.
Yike!
Yeah. An older actor could have maybe been more
for
convincing
sure.
in terms of look, but like Bradley
someone
Cooper,
with like a little more probity.
Yeah, like a little bit more like.
Grizzled.
Disheveled.
Grizzled.
Naturally disheveled.
Naturally disheveled, mm-hmm. not fake tanner disheveled.
But again, his voice, very elderly.
Yeah, his
my
voice
goodness.
Had, his voice had seen many things.
As if it had been like in the back of a closet and like dragged out and aired out. His
I loved
was
how
up.
They had the hearing element, like as a part
oh, yeah,
which I
nice.
Forgot about until literally just now.
The tinnitus.
The tinnitus was a nice touch. That's like not written about or talked about in
Agreed.
Terms of film and
Didn't
singers.
Didn't you think, though, it was going to come out that his dad, like, beat him in the
yes,
head?
Yes, actually.
I thought he was going to lose his hearing fully.
Oh, for sure. But I thought
end.
It was, like, when he was like, oh, yeah, drinking with my dad, I thought, like, it was going to be, like, a twist. Was that his, like...
It wasn't because of the music. It was because of his dad.
That was, like, my thought.
Yeah.
Did you guys listen to the other songs on the soundtrack yet? Have you listened to the full soundtrack yet?
I have. So, okay, here's what bothers me about the soundtrack.
Wow, boy.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah,
ready?
I'm ready.
You're fucking ready for it? I just don't like the dialogue. That's all.
Wait, there's versions of it without dialogue.
Oh, I'd love to find those.
Okay,
I have, thank you. I have yet to discover those, but that is why I have only just been jumping around
why
to the
I say
songs
this
that I like.
Is because the movie has very short clips in the back of other songs that are in full on the soundtrack, and they are amazing.
Oh.
We have more Ally tracks. If you're like, wow, I'd love to explore more of Ally's bad career,
I
don't
do,
worry.
Lindsay,
they're there.
Thank you. Oh my
they're
God.
There.
Okay. I liked the song that they play during the credits, though, which like wasn't in the movie. It was like an Ally song.
Well, there's the one that's the one where she's like, I'm alone in my house one.
Oh, my God.
That's when she's writing.
Yeah. I'm alone.
Yeah, that one that comes in full. And there's like the one she sings on SNL, which like you're supposed to think is bad.
Hair,
is like kind of good.
Hair, body, face
no,
or whatever.
The, why did you do that to me?
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
That was written by Diane Warren.
This is not.
The hair, body, face one is
fucking
that
song
incredible.
Kills me.
I just don't know what to do with you. A man loves a triple threat. Did the party room just?
I also didn't realize you were supposed to think that was bad.
Really,
I thought
you thought it was good.
Oh,
I mean,
oh,
I guess
I
just thought that he. I thought that like he was. It was just like another way to like paint him as an asshole that he like
really.
Would, yeah,
oh,
that's
that song,
how I took it. Oh,
when,
is that he?
That's interesting.
When that started playing, I was
I
like,
I thought
this
you
is
were supposed to
so bad
say it like be
like Jesus,
this is bad. She looks bad.
Yeah, she well because what she did to her hair was not good.
Well, that was what was I loved about this movie, right? Like she looks, she changes from a. Italian girl who looks like Lady Gaga, early Gaga, that's
right,
fine.
Right.
Still dressed weird, but that's fine. Those jeans with the chain, whatever.
It's fine.
I was
not
just
a
thinking
big deal.
About that on the way here, where I'm like, what
the
are
jeans
those
with the
holes
chain.
For?
For the chain,
grommets,
obviously.
Right?
They
grommets.
Have that at the Arclight in LA also, for anyone who's in LA and wants to go visit them.
I might get on the airplane.
Yeah, I might go see them
let's
too.
Let's go. Great.
So What I loved about her was that when she changed into a pop star, it wasn't Lady Gaga.
Like, no,
it
would have
so easily
not.
Just been like,
it could have just been like, here's a mean dress, whatever. Right.
There was something always off about her.
Oh,
her
totally.
Costumes were weird.
The yeah. hair
her
was
Grammy
fucked
dress
up.
Was really ugly.
Her Grammy dress was
very
bad.
Bell. Weird. The bow. It looked like old Gucci, kind of, but I don't know.
It was just not good.
And like,
I definitely also thought Gucci.
Right. Like when she said, I'm not going blonde, and then she went red, and it was even uglier than you could have ever.
She went like orange.
That was like, inspiring, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the whole movie, she felt slightly off in a way where she didn't look like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
She looked like this alt version of a pop star where if Lady Gaga had followed a different sliding doors path, she could have been.
Totally.
You know, like, and why did you do that to me? Sounds like a seaside off of Fame Monster, which what like which, you know, I would have loved. But I
like
recognize is bad.
Exactly.
But like that's really subtle. Like
that is subtle.
That's subtle posturing. And like I thought that was really brilliant. And that was, I don't know how much was Bradley Cooper, but it was a lot of the songwriters thinking about what is going to sound like a real song but sound bad.
Maybe I was just giving Bradley Cooper too much credit.
I think they were,
let's never
just
do that.
In that, like, there's that really like heartbreaking scene where he's drunk and talking to her in the bath, and it's just being so cruel.
That was bad.
And I was just like, I don't know, when he just like is like insulting how she looks, insulting.
Yeah,
I guess my feeling was like, oh, this is someone who's not in the right.
I love that. Like, it could have just been like, right, he was such an asshole, but there were elements of him like, I tried to mold you into like an artist, a real artist. Like you have real talent, and why'd you do that to me is
not
like
it.
Up to your talent or whatever. And that song is insane.
That song is insane, and he's right.
I guess I just found it like so patronizing.
Yeah.
And also like it very much reminded me of like the type of guy who tells you that you look way better without makeup on.
I mean,
where I was just like, maybe
Mr. Cooper.
Which is weird because I hate to say this, but she did. So like,
I know.
I feel crazy because it's like, I was also a terrible thing to say, but she really, her makeup was terrible.
Mad, I do think it's like,
still.
What a kind gift he gave her to die and then make it so the rest of her career will always be in the shadow of
marred
that death.
By it.
It's true. No, it's true. And like, that's the cruelest thing of all, right?
Yep.
Like, he didn't just ruin her European tour.
No, he ruined rest of her fucking career.
He ruined her career, yeah. No, I mean.
Cool for him.
I think we can like wrap this up fairly soon, but I will, we don't want this to be as long as The Star is Born.
The Star is Born.
No.
The first one.
No.
But I, one thing that I really like about like the A Star is Born culture happens.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
For every internet meme that is born, another meme must die or something.
Yes.
I got into an argument with somebody on Friday about Kanye West.
Oh.
And I didn't want to be arguing about Kanye West.
Never.
I was like, this is not interesting to me. I don't have anything else to say. And then the argument
I'd
was
love
like,
to hear.
Yeah, but we're talking about him. So clearly, like, it's important.
I've heard that also.
This actually is a story that has to do with what we're talking about,
I promise. Yeah.
But I was just like, we're talking about him because it matters to you, not because it matters to me. I was like, I could be somewhere talking about A Star is Born right now. And he was like, but no one cares about it that much. Flash forward 24 hours to the dance floor at this wedding that we were all attending.
Kidding?
Oof,
the
what a
opening
moment that was.
Bars of A Star is Born, people
the
just
scream
sprinted.
Flocked.
And like, I've never heard people sing along to like
I
to
know.
Any other song besides like Don't Stop Believing at a
true.
Wedding. Like, I don't know.
It's a testament to the community that is at was
that
at that wedding. Let's say
the
that.
Wedding.
But,
I thank you,
but
Lindsay.
I,
yes.
But people are talking about A Star is Born. That is incorrect.
All right. Lindsay, thank you so
this
much.
This has been so good.
Thank you for letting me get this off my chest.
Anytime,
my friend.
We love Who Weekly. We love you.
We do.
Thank you so much.
Everybody should listen to that.
Please.
Comes
out
on the exact same day. You can even listen to it first.
Yeah, listen to it first if you want.
It's a companion piece to this.
It's a companion piece to this. We did like a diptych for you.
It's true.
That's that.
Thanks for having me.
No prop. Thank you so much for listening to Dirtcast, and thank you to Lindsay Weber. This episode was produced by Rachel Withers and was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. Majdanim Ofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. If you want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think, hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. You can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.